Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Jackson metropolitan area and everyone else that's listening from so far away or so close. We are so glad that you are here. Angela just walked in the door. We saw the big result of an accident on the way, and they actually blocked our normal way in. We had to be rerouted onto the highway. We usually take Phillips Highway in, but the police had it all blocked off, which was terrible. It looks like it was an accident and then a fire, because the roadways had all lanes blocked, and it looks like the remnants of a fire that just kind of destroyed the car and the highway underneath. So Angela just walked in, and Angela, you can say hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, she's getting all settled in.
Yes, sorry. Had to get everything
you
set up.
You made it just within seconds.
Hi, y'all. It's a happy, 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 happy Saturday.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
You know what? I learned a new way to get here. It has no lights.
None.
Well,
just a couple.
It had two when you get off of J. Turner Butler, so two, but one I made green. The other one, not so much.
Okay, but we're glad you're here. Hey, I have a shout-out. We haven't done a shout-out in a while for a vendor. I had to make a special key, and I went to Home Depot. They said,
can't do it.
Can't do it. Yeah. So I went to Lowe's. They said, can't do it. So
can't
I found
it.
A locksmith, and it was off of, on the north side, off of Highway Avenue. I went on to, while I was driving, stopped at a stoplight. I said, take me to the nearest locksmith. Actually, what I was doing was something good for the environment. What a lot of people do is take old paint and they just throw it in the trash can, which you're not supposed to do.
Correct.
So
That's bad.
So I went to Commonwealth Avenue
to get rid of it.
To the disposal site.
Yeah.
And the folks there were very, very nice. One person asked me something very unusual after I gave him my paint. He asked me if I could come back on Saturday night because he wanted to borrow my car for a date. Not a date with me, but a date with his girlfriend. So
you have a beautiful car, and I get that every man wants to take their date out in that car. Absolutely.
Yes, I have an old Jaguar convertible.
Yes, so, it's something. It's really special.
But anyway, that's not the story. The story is about the vendor that I went to. So I went on to Surrey, and I said, take me to the nearest locksmith. So about 2 miles away, in an industrial little park, was a key shop. And I went in there and I spoke to Mike at Instant Keys, just as out of the way place. And they make, you name the type of key and they make it, whether it's for your car or your house.
Nice.
And he looked at the key and he said, this is really, really strange. And he said, I've got two different types. He said, why don't I try and make it from both of these, and I'll make one, and you know, if it doesn't work, just come back. And I said, no, here's what I'll do. I'll just make three of each, and I'll just pay for them. And he worked on them for like 20 minutes. And he said, look, I'm not going to charge you for both of these. So anyway,
that was really,
really nice.
So he
really
pretty much
nice.
Knew one set was going to work and one set was not going to work.
Yeah. So there
that was very kind and great business.
So I need to give a shout out to Mike at Instant Keys. By the way, they work at things at their location or they will come to you.
Nice.
So they make car keys, they make house keys, whatever. Their number is 722-1111. That's their phone number. And their address is 4250 Highway Avenue. So, Mike at Instant Keys.
Awesome.
Instant-keys.com.
I want to do a shout out, too.
All right. To whom?
Well, I'm super excited. We got a phone call from someone who was our very first radio show listener who won a contest.
Who's that?
Chris and Rebecca.
Oh, the Van Beavers.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and see them today. So I thought, oh, that's great. Remember? I mean, do you remember that far back? That was 10 years ago.
I actually bought a refrigerator from them when they moved from one house to another.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So great anyway, people. I'm excited to see them today.
Yes. Hey, you know what's special about today? We always start out the show talking about what's special about today. Today is National Avocado Day.
Love avocados.
I know. I do, too. You know, most of them come from Mexico, but also they are grown here in Florida and in California. And they're not only good for eating, but their oils are good for lotions on your skin.
Absolutely.
That's right, as you rub your face.
Yes, yeah. Your skin and your hair. Yeah.
It's good. Also Cotton Candy Day.
Aha.
Now, here's something interesting about cotton candy. Of course, most of us know that they're virtually 100% sugar. Now, what profession is against sugars?
Health.
Well, more specifically.
Anything in the health. What do you mean?
What?
Doctors, diabetes, what?
More specifically.
Then, I don't know, what?
Dentists.
Oh, dentists.
Tell you not to eat candy,
don't
right?
eat sugar.
Guess who invented cotton candy?
A dentist?
A dentist. And he sold it.
Oh, it's a guilty pleasure.
Yes. It was invented by a dentist. He sold it out of his office. And the two favorite flavors, what colors are they?
Pink and blue.
Pink and blue. Well, they actually have a name for the colors. Blue raspberry and pink vanilla.
You know what? That was a, it's not a guilty pleasure what he did. You know what he did? He created future business for himself.
There you go.
That's what he did. He got everybody to have cavities in their mouth.
And Cotton Candy Day is actually celebrated twice a year. July 31st and December 7th. How about that? Yeah. It's National Jump for Jelly Beans Day. Do you like jelly beans?
No.
I do. Only certain flavors. Of course, you know, I like sugar, so.
Yeah, you got a sugar problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also National Mutt Day.
Aww.
Also known as Mixed Breed Dog Day. It's to bring awareness that the largest percentage of abandoned dogs at animal shelters are these mixed breeds. And, they're euthanized more than any other breed because they're not really a breed. So donate your time, donate your money, and of course, adopt.
Yes.
So National Mixed Breed Day. It's also National Raspberry Cake Day, which I have never had. And probably if I had a choice of cakes, I would not choose that. but it would be ahead of rhubarb.
There's a rhubarb cake.
There's a rhubarb cake.
I know there's a rhubarb pie, but they put a lot of sugar in it. So.
Yeah, it's also National Shredded Wheat Day.
I saw that on TV. They were talking about, are you watching the Olympics? They were asking the people from the Wheaties place, figuring out which Olympian's going to be on the box next.
Now, here's another one. This is the last special day. It's Uncommon Musical Instrument Day.
Like.
I'm going to name some. Let's see whether you've heard of them. A zither?
Not.
Okay. A bagpipes? You've heard
of
bagpipes.
Of course.
Harpsichord?
Yes.
A hurdy-gurdy?
No.
A theremin?
No.
No? Okay. A didgeridoo?
No.
Okay. A glass armonica?
Yes.
Not harmonica. Armonica.
I feel that I have.
Okay. A sharpsichord, which is actually solar-powered.
No.
An octobass.
No.
Okay. That's like a four-stringed instrument that's huge.
Yeah. No.
You know, like a cello.
Yeah.
But think of double the size.
Hmm.
How about a hydraulophone?
No.
No? Okay. That uses water. A nightmare machine. It makes sounds that are eerie for the movies.
Ooh, no, and I don't want one.
How about a pyrophone?
Nope.
It makes sounds using fire. And a sousaphone.
I feel like I've heard of sousaphone.
Not sousaphone, sousaphone.
I don't know.
Okay, those are your uncommon musical instruments, some of which are very, very unique, and some of which you can actually go onto the internet and buy one.
Have to give one more shout out.
Okay,
real quick. To my sister who was here all weekend, has gone back home. Today is her 29th anniversary with her husband, Tom, and I have been there with them from the beginning, all 30 years.
You mean they stayed with each other for that long?
Isn't that, like, unusual in this day and time?
Hey, we come back. We got lots of great information for you and some more kind of entertainment. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you today on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
There you go.
It is like July, what? 31st?
It is the last day. We're through 7 months of the year. Go ahead and say it. You said it last week.
We're so close to Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I'm like a really happy person. I like all the happy holidays. I mean, what can you do?
I don't know.
There's just not a dark bone in my body.
And your birthday's coming up this week.
Did you have to mention that? I decided I'm going to start counting backwards.
Yeah.
No point in keeping that high number going.
You'll never get to 60 then.
That's okay.
You'll never get Social Security.
That's okay.
Okay, keep
You'll
working.
You'll take care of me, right?
I will. All right. Hey, we're glad that you're here. And, you know, we're your problem-solving realtor. So if you have a question.
We are.
We are here to solve it. We had such an interesting week with one deal that was up and it was down and it was up and it was down. And it's up again because
we are the problem-solving
realtors. And I want to say, I mean, we can't talk about it because it's still going on.
And
but
never talk about a deal still going on.
That's
never.
Right. Hey, we have a contest. It has to do with swimming pools.
I love swimming pools.
You know, we have a pool. When's the last time you were in it?
Doesn't matter. Well, a month ago or so when my grandkids were over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my granddaughter Ellen's coming up over tomorrow with her.
You with go
her
swimming with
to go
her.
Swimming. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So there was an analysis done of the 500 largest cities in the United States. Which city has the highest percentage of pools.
Hmm.
I will tell you, it's not Anchorage, Alaska.
That would just freeze like an ice cube.
And it's not Manhattan.
Yeah, there's no space.
Okay.
Yes, roll out the obvious, Howard.
Yes.
So, 500 largest cities, which one has the highest percentage of pools?
Highest number of pools. Single-family homes. Highest percentage. Yes, highest percentage of homes. Which one has the highest percentage of swimming pools?
Interesting.
So call us. What's the number, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call 904-222-TALK, which is 8255.
Yeah. And then when somebody guesses it, we're going to tell you which has the lowest percentage. How about that? But that's not part of the contest. Yeah. And I'll tell you that one of them is Anchorage.
Of course.
Yeah. 2%. I'm surprised it's that high.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So I don't understand how they can pull that off at all.
Well, maybe it's indoor.
Even so.
Could be
indoor. It still has to go in the ground.
It still has to go in the ground.
So maybe it's an above-ground pool indoor. What do you think about that?
An above-ground pool indoor.
Yeah, it can't go in the ground. It'll just freeze.
Well, that is so kind of strange. Anyway, yeah, there are four of them that tied for 2% had 4%. Anyway, here we go. Well, tell everyone what happened here in Northeast Florida this week for homes and condos, Miss Angela.
Okay, let me tell you, according to the Northeast Florida, this past week for homes and condominiums, 823 offers got accepted. That number's down.
Well, now we're getting
down
into
11%.
When you get just past half the year, the numbers start going down a little bit.
Well, what are people focused on right now? Get
vacation.
My kids back to school.
Yep.
Right? I feel like vacations are done. People are home. They're either taking that last week right before school starts, or they're doing what, Howard? Shopping. Why are they shopping? School supplies, school clothes. The kids have grown over the summer. You know what? I really miss all that. I had three kids, and that was part of my funnest thing was getting them ready for school.
Funnest? But, you made up a word?
I did.
Funnest.
Because
okay.
You know how fun I am.
Yes.
I do what I want.
You are fun.
Have my own vocabulary and everything.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, 552 of the new homes that came on the market this week, and 276 of those, ready? That's 50%. Howard, 50% are already under contract to what came on. That is down. That's down a lot. Okay.
But still, they sold the first week.
Well, I know that, but that number's been in the 70%. So, you know, of what was coming on the market, 77%, 76%, 74%, if you go back and look at our old data, right? So now it's
50%. Well, only old in the last 3-4 months.
Yeah, just since the crazies happened. Since the summer. Yeah. Okay, so 75 of those went under contract on the first day, and 639 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations. Now, that number's up 13%, and it's the same reason as it is every month. It's the end of the month.
People
so
want to close.
So that's when people want to close, is at the end of the month, because your prepaid costs are less. I get it.
Yes. And what we mean by that is that when you close, you close and pay the interest from the date that you close to the end of the month.
Right.
And that means that there's no interest. So your first payment then is not due to
a day or
the
two.
End of the following month.
Yes.
There you go.
So
all right.
It's very exciting. You want to talk about interest rates?
Another record.
Man, if you guys are sitting on the fence, get off the fence.
Yeah, so what happened?
All right, well, the 30-year rate rose 0.02% to 2.8%. During the same time last year, the rates were at 2.99%. So we're still below last year. The 15-year rate fell another 0.02% from the prior week's all-time low to yet another all-time low. If you can do a 15-year mortgage, y'all, the national average is 2.1%. What? That's crazy.
Get out your refinancing pen.
Yes.
And remember, I told you a couple of weeks ago, or I think it was last week, that what was eliminated also on refinancing is the half a point that the Fed put on about 18 months ago.
Right.
So now it's even cheaper to refinance.
Because they took that off.
2.1%.
Yeah, yeah. So 2.1% compared to this time last year, it was 2.5%. The FHA and the 30-year VA rate are around 2.5%.
It's just, so, it's nuts.
You know, it's really interesting because when we're seeing offers come in now in our multiple offer situations, even though we want, but cash is stronger than FHA, people can qualify for more of a loan with FHA. And so, you know, that's the way it's going. So you gotta look at all the offers and see, because getting an FHA loan may, in fact, be better for people than a conventional.
How about that?
We don't always think that, but yeah.
Yeah. But for those people that are not interested in moving, it's so much cheaper to get a 15-year loan. You can refinance your 30 and get a 15-year. Your payments may still be less, and you pay it off sooner. It's just...
Yes. Yes. And it's, you know, it's less expensive.
Call up Christine and just ask her what it would be.
KK, I love her. Area code 904-514-6969 is Christine Kennedy's number. Call her and get qualified, because now's the time. So as you say, Howard, I think it's a perfect time for refinancing. I know people are a little reluctant to get out and buy something because they don't know, you know, put their house on the market and where they're going to go. But stay where you are and get a refi if you want. Now is a great time to do that, especially if you can flip into a 15-year.
Yeah. Now, with your mortgage, you've been paying off more every month anyway.
Yes.
To bring down the time that it takes to pay it off. So
yes.
You've got a 30-year mortgage.
But I'm going to have it paid off in 11.
How about that?
Oh, no, I'm rocking it.
You've been paying it off. You refinanced once.
No.
I thought you refinanced from a 30 to another 30.
Nope.
And
not once.
And you're...
Because I kept thinking I was going to sell. So that it wouldn't make sense to refinance if you're going to sell, because it costs you about 2% to refinance. So I didn't refinance because I kept saying, we're going to find that place on the intercoastal or whatever, right? You know, all the times I was driving you crazy.
Yes.
Yes. So
well, that's a daily thing.
I know. So we have been in the house since June of 15, right? And I have shaved off so many years off my 30-year mortgage. And at the rate I'm progressing, I will have it done in 5 years.
That's if you continue to pay the amount you're paying.
Absolutely.
But if you were to switch now, and you're at what, 4%?
I think that loan was 4.5. So you see why I should do it.
Yes, because you'll shave even more of it off.
But I really want to just pay it off.
Well, you'll be able to do it so much quicker.
It'll cost
me. Now, why aren't you heeding your own advice, Miss Angela?
Because I always think I'm going to do what, Howard?
Move.
Yes.
I am waiting
for that perfect waterfront condo to come up somewhere we can, you know, retire.
See, but I'm going to give all our listeners a secret about Angela.
What?
She's not going to move because we have this thing in our backyard.
And that attracts our grandchildren.
It's called a swimming pool that she rarely gets in.
Thank you for sharing all my business on the air. Nobody cares.
But the grandchildren come over, and the biggest smile on her face comes when those grandchildren and get in the pool.
Yes. It's an exciting, fun time. And you know what? That makes it a house worth keeping. You're right, Howard.
And that's why swimming pools have a premium just about everywhere. It costs a fortune to put in a pool.
Oh,
it costs $60,000,
$70,000. Yeah.
But it doesn't add that much.
No.
When you go to resell it.
Right.
So
call in with the contest. 500 largest cities. What is the city with the highest percentage of pools?
Yes. All right. We're waiting for your call. What's the number, Angela?
To talk to me. You have to call 904-222-TALK, which is 8255. Call us.
And we're going to tell you the highs and lows sales for the month of July.
Ooh,
stay with us.
That's exciting.
We will be right back.
Thank you.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senators returning for a very rare Saturday session as they try to hammer out some progress on that $1 trillion infrastructure plan. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the chamber should be able to process the legislation quickly, given bipartisan support. Then he adds, today could be a very long day. The Justice Department says Russian hackers behind that massive SolarWinds cyber espionage campaign broke into the email accounts of some of the most prominent federal prosecutors' offices around the nation last year. 80% of Microsoft email accounts used by employees in four U.S. attorney offices in New York were breached. Wall Street, yesterday a down day ending the week. The Dow lost 149 points. This is SRN News.
One of the most frequent questions we get is how much is a one-carat diamond? I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and that's an impossible question to answer because a carat's only a measure of weight for gemstones. It'd be no different than you going to a car dealer and asking, how much is a 3,000-pound car? That'd bring a laugh. Diamonds are graded for four things, and carat weight's only one of those. The others are cut, color, and clarity. At Underwoods, each of these factors is graded for specifically with the grade set by a certified gemologist of the American Gem Society. So when you ask us about a diamond's weight, we're going to tell you more than just the price. At Underwoods, we want a customer to understand how all four factors of diamond quality relate back to the beauty, rarity, and value of the diamond. Everybody understands the value of a dollar, but at Underwoods, we want our customers to know what their dollar buys in diamond value. So if quality counts, stop by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Pontevedra.
Have you been considering extra security for your community, home, or business, but unsure of where to start? Sunbelt Gated Access Systems has the knowledge, quality products, and services to provide you with affordable, effective answers. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your trusted local company specializing in fully automatic swing and slide gate operators, access control systems, and video surveillance systems. Whether it's for a multifamily community, single-family home, church, office complex, medical center, country club, or commercial property, Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your best choice in Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is fully licensed and insured, a nationally certified automatic gate system designer, and a proud member of both the Northeast Florida Builders Association and the American Fence Association. Sunbelt's trusted professionals have been providing immediate solutions with lasting results and outstanding customer service for decades. Visit SunbeltSYS.com.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Heat advisory today. Mostly sunny with a high near 96. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 78. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 94. And as for the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, possible rainfall, some thunderstorms, and temperatures reaching the mid to upper 80s.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We hope that you are having a great morning. And while you're listening to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard, Angela had to step out for just a moment to take an important phone call, but she will be back. In the meantime, I want to reiterate with everyone what the contest is. Of the 500 largest cities in the United States, what city has the highest percentage of swimming pools? So of 100 homes, what percentage of them, single-family homes, of the highest, I mean, of 100 single-family homes, what percentage have swimming pools? Not too hard. Take a guess. All right. Give us a call. 888-222-8255. Now, since it is the end of the month, we're not going to have any closings today because banks are not open unless someone's going to pay cash. We took an inventory of what the high sales were and the low sales of the month. And again, it was a banner month. 77 homes sold for $1 million or more. Not quite a record. A couple months ago, it was in the 80s, but this is one of the higher ones. And there were a couple of surprises. The highest single family home, $5,800,000. And it is almost always oceanfront and almost always on a particular beach. And Angela, what is the name of the beach that the highest one is virtually always on?
My favorite, Ponte Vedra.
However, not this time.
What?
That's right. It was Jack's Beach. And, you know,
Jack's Beach is a lot of fun. There's a lot of stuff going on down there.
Now, you know, when it's in Ponte Vedra Beach, Ponte Vedra Beach, I should say, the lots are like 200 feet wide.
Yeah.
Jack's Beach, they're about 50 feet wide.
Yeah.
So this house is, you know, it's tall and it's skinny.
Yes.
And the house was new. Yeah.
Oh.
Dreamfinders had the lot, sold it for $1.5 million, and they basically built a Dreamfinders home. It's a little bit fancier, but...
Well, you know, Dreamfinders does a good job.
They do.
They absolutely do.
But it's not the type of home that you'd find in Ponte Vedra that is super fancy.
But it's not
fancy.
In Ponte Vedra, so you're not going to find the same buyer either. Think about that.
But it's still sold for $5,800,000. The house is...
$5 million?
$5,800,000. It's about 5,200...
That could be a Ponte Vedra buyer. I wonder what they're going to do with it.
It's just shy of 5,200 square feet, four bedrooms, six bath.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they advertised, which was so strange, it's easy access to the Ponte Vedra Beach Inn and Club.
Are you sure you got the right location?
Yes, I am. It, you know,
oh, is
easy
it at the
access,
south end of Jack's? Maybe
because,
that's it.
Because it's, you know, on the same road, but it's still a mile and a half away. But it's strange that they advertise that way. It has a two-car garage. It's three levels. And it was sold furnished. That's kind of interesting.
That is
because they wanted to see how it would look with things in it. Because otherwise, you know, those big empty houses, they don't look that great. But
well, it depends upon the view, Howard.
Well, of course, it has a nice view. It was on the market for 70 days.
Yes.
And it has a pool. But when it's that skinny... This one also has a skinny pool, but it's not a regular pool.
What?
It's like 4 feet wide.
Okay.
And about 40 feet long. Wait a minute. But it's so it's a lap pool, but very, very narrow. So it's not the kind of pool you can just kind of get in and just lay there.
Well, you could. There's no reason not to.
Well,
but you also get to stay in shape because you get to go lapping, do a lap.
Well,
right?
you can't get a tan laying in it because it's squeezed between two houses. So it's not.
Just head on down to the ocean and deal with what I say. God creates the best thing ever for all of us.
For $5,800,000?
Yes.
Me, I'm going closer to Ponte Vedra Beach and getting a wide view of the ocean.
But I know where that is. That's going to be on the very, very south end where you take that little road and you're going down. So, yeah. No, it's great. That's a great location.
Okay. So when you get your $5.8 million, you go buy something like that. Me?
I don't know where I'm going to go when I win the lottery, but I'll figure it out.
All right. Now, if you didn't want to spend that much, there was one that was listed for $35,000, sold for $25,000. It was a two-bedroom, one-bath, 934 feet, cash purchase. It had three contracts that fell through. I would say it probably needed some work. And it was on the market for 408 days.
Hmm. Why?
You could say...
Is it location, or condition?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Now, condos.
Yes.
Where are they usually, the highest priced ones?
On the ocean.
On the ocean. This one was not in the ocean.
Was it on the river?
It was on the Intracoastal at Marina San Pablo.
Oh, yeah. They
tell everybody where that is.
Well, it's right at the end of, you know, when you're going down J. Turner Butler towards the ocean, you get to it from the road that's San Pablo.
Yeah, right before the bridge.
So it's right before the Intracoastal and right next to the bridge.
Yeah, so 4-bedroom, 4-bath, 4,145 square feet. It's essentially half the building. So you get to have a balcony on three sides of the building.
Super cool.
This is the penthouse. It was built in 06, but fully renovated since then. And a boat slip was available. $2,380,000. Wolf cooktop, built-in coffee maker that cost over $5,000. For this Mealy, I don't know if I pronounced it.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
Can I have that?
In addition to the refrigerator, it had two refrigerator drawers that are separate from the regular refrigerator.
I like those too. Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah. It three separate terraces, as I mentioned, so you had a 270-degree view. Now, here's the interesting thing. It started out priced at, it was 340 days on market. It started out priced at around $2.3 million. It dropped $200,000 throughout the 340 days.
Okay.
And then they raised it back up.
Well, the market shifted.
The market shifted during the 340 days that was on the market.
Yeah.
So this is an indication of what happens, what happened in real estate in the last year.
Sure.
People dropped the price, and then it went crazy. At the beginning of the year, they raised the price back up, and then it sold for full price, $2,380,000.
That's interesting.
How about that?
You know, it's funny because I don't know why I was reminded of this, but my father-in-law from my first marriage, he's every time he had a property to sell, if it didn't sell, you know, the realtor would tell him, take a price reduction. He'd say, you better raise that price.
Well, we have done that.
Raise that price. Don't lower that price.
Well, as we've told our realtors, our listeners many times, we have gone to people whose house have not sold and we have raised the price.
Yeah.
But we've done it with some changes that we have suggested they make, whether it's to the landscaping, make the appeal look better.
Or
it's
paint or
the
whatever. It's the condition, right?
Well, or it's to the pictures to make people come and see it. There have been some changes. We've asked the people to make some changes, spend a few dollars, and then we raise the price. And it's always gotten sold. So now back to highs and lows. The low condo, this is different. It's actually sold for less money than the price that it was listed for, but this one's different in that this one said it needs TLC, and it did. I looked at the pictures, and it needed some work. It had some water damage, and a lot of the drywall was gone, and the people had left it with it. They left it full of stuff, just trashed,
like left in the middle of the night. Kind of thing.
Yes, just left everything. It was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
It's so sad, isn't it?
It was dramatic how much stuff they just left in every single room. Doors missing off of cabinets. Just terrible.
Don't talk about terrible things. Let's talk about happy things.
But it sold quickly. 11 days on the market. Sold for $35,000.
There's a lot of great investors in the market right now. People flipping houses, flipping condos. And you know what? They're loving it and having fun with it. So that's great.
You know, that's right. Because if you go in there and you take out all the mess and you clean it, just doing that makes it worth so much more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we got a quick thing to tell you about.
Nobody's called? Nobody called about the contest?
Nobody called about the contest. I thought this would be easy.
It's a percentage, right?
It's a percentage. So, and I will tell you that it's in the state of Florida.
There you go. Big hint. State of Florida.
Yeah. Which I thought would be an easy guess.
Florida rocks pools, right? I mean, Florida is like the pool capital.
Yeah. Because I thought everybody would know it's either Hawaii, California, or Florida.
Florida, right.
Yes. So
it's in Florida.
It's in Florida.
So it's one of the larger cities, and it has the highest percentage of homes with pools. That's what we're looking for.
That's what we're looking for.
And you can
for.
Still call in. We got one more segment. We're getting ready to end this one. So
yeah. Is it Tampa?
222-8255.
Is it Jacksonville? Is it South Florida? Is it Central Florida? Find out. Give us a call. We will be right back. We're also going to talk about price of lumber. What's it doing? We'll be right back.
Okay.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy Saturday, even if it's at the end of the show, which, boy, did this go by fast.
How about that? Good morning, Bosco. How are you today?
Pretty good. Enjoying this weather.
Isn't it wonderful, Bosco? I'm so glad you're able to enjoy it.
It is fantastic. It just, it's a bit humid.
Yes, it is. It is very hot.
But
yes.
Dog days. Yeah, I'm gonna take a take a shot at your contest. I'm just in trepidation about two cities, and one was Orlando, and one was Miami, and I thought I'd jump to Orlando since it seems to be a big draw.
Orlando did not make the top three.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm shocked. I'm with you, Bosco. I would have thought Orlando.
Yeah. But thank you for calling. As usual, we appreciate you listening. You're a great listener. And
yes, thank you.
For many years, and we appreciate that. Stay tuned.
Enjoy.
You'll hear who it is. Okay.
Enjoy the show.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. Hey, we got something important to talk about that I'm sure doesn't affect many of our listeners, hardly any of them, we hope. But you may know someone that does. And it has to do with the eviction moratorium. This is an update that came out just yesterday. So there were two types of eviction moratoriums, one stopping evictions of tenants and one stopping eviction of foreclosed owners. So let me discuss the first one, the eviction of tenants. It had been forbidden for over a year via a government moratorium that ends today. Okay? Ends today. But some states have allowed it for a month, that evictions could occur for not paying rent. So landlords could evict their tenants. This caused a great strain on landlords, by the way, that they couldn't collect rent and couldn't evict people.
Huge.
So some states have allowed it. Florida was one of them that started to allow it for a couple months now. Anyway, the other eviction moratorium was for homeowners who had not been paying on their government-backed loans. This was FHA loans or VA loans or USDA or loans backed by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae. This represented about 75% of all mortgage loans. And this is for people who had not previously applied for any forbearance plan, or that the homeowner had not complied with any forbearance plan that they had. In that case, the home had been foreclosed on, but the owner had not left the home because the government had not formally evicted the person.
Okay.
So the home was now owned by the government, but the homeowner still had lived there. So there was no eviction proceeding. So many, many people were still living in the home, and the eviction moratorium had been extended several times. And the government said, okay, and in fact, the president said, okay, we're not extending it any longer. It was going to end July 31st without any extension. Well, yesterday, the government extended it again until the Federal Housing Administration, as asked by the president. The president said, hey, we can't put these people on the street, especially during COVID times, because it might spread COVID.
Right.
So the government asked the FHA to do something, and the FHA extended it through the end of September. So this applies to single-family residents living in foreclosed home. Now, the foreclosure process may still continue. So if somebody is in foreclosure, the foreclosure process will still continue for these homes. It's just that the eviction will not occur.
So these are just for the ones where the people own their home. So what about the tenants?
The tenant still applies and ends today.
Got
now, there's still discussion going on whether that moratorium will be extended.
Interesting.
So I will keep all of you advised. But again, Florida is one of those states that said landlords can evict. Now,
yes.
On the one hand, you may feel sorry for these people that they're getting put in the street. But most single family homes are owned by people.
Yeah, or even condominiums.
Like me.
Yeah.
That we have mortgages. So the people are living there for free, and the landowners, like me, we are suffering because we still have to pay the mortgage. So people are suffering on both sides.
Yes.
Anyway, that is the update. It was as of yesterday, and that's one of the reasons you tune in here to Real Estate Radio, because we tell you what is going on. All right. We've got Jim on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
We're doing fine, thank you. Hope you are.
Jim?
Okay. Jim, you there?
Push the button again.
You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, no.
Well, he hung up, unfortunately.
He'll call back.
All right. Jim, call back at 222-8255, and we've got another listener with an unknown name on line one. Good morning, listener. No, we lost that person as well. Something's happening with the phone here. So everybody that called in, please call back in.
Now try it again.
Okay. We've got somebody on line one. We've got Larry on line one. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Hey, another longtime listener.
On this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
You That's love right. me. You can't help it.
I appreciate you feeding me.
There you go.
Can I make a... Yes, I love it. I love the line. Can I make a quick guess?
Absolutely.
Miami.
Miami was number
Great guess.
Was number two, and 70%. Ooh. Yep, 70% of the
wow.
Miami homeowners have a swimming
Unbelievable.
Pool.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but it was not the highest.
Howard, it's the thrill of the hunt.
That's right. We always appreciate you listening and calling in. Thanks so much. We got to go
and
to the next
you
one.
You did miss me.
Yes. Thanks for calling in. We got to go to Jim.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Somebody just guessed Miami. I don't know whether you heard that or not, and that was not correct.
Well, I kind of heard it, but not really.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to shoot at Naples.
Naples. It was not Naples. They did not. That did not make the top three.
Yeah, am I closer?
Yeah.
Those who might want to call in.
There you go.
Yeah, do you have any questions for us while you're on the phone?
It's in the southern part of the state, I'll say that.
Yeah, it's not Jacksonville. And it's not Orlando.
Well, the only question is, when can somebody afford a house again? My goodness.
Right?
Well, there. Yeah. Well, when you come up with 3%. 3% down.
3% a handful of money every month.
Yes.
Or all of it at once would be good.
Yeah. And remember, interest rates are at their
lowest.
Yeah, especially a 15-year mortgage. But even a 30-year mortgage is
still below 3%.
Is still below 3%. And to make the rates even lower, some people are getting a 40-year loan. There are some lenders that are doing that, which makes the payments even lower.
I bet the Van Wees would not like that.
Yeah, the Van Wees would not.
A 40-year mortgage.
But they're here in the building, and they have thumbs down because the – I know the
well, –
No, maybe thumbs down. Oh, sorry.
I got one now. It's paid for, so I'm not doing anything.
Well, there that's a go. Good thing.
There you go. See? Doesn't that feel great?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. That's what I'm shooting for.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate that very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. We got a couple minutes left. We got to talk about our hot deal of the day. And it is hotter than last week, although it is the same house that we talked about because there was a price reduction. The owner said, get this thing sold.
Let's
now, you know,
do
it's
it.
A hot market. And the reason that this one hasn't sold is because there are a limited number of buyers that want to purchase a house that can't live in it yet. They can't live in it because there's a tenant it's tenant occupied. The lease doesn't expire for a year and a half. So there's only one of two types of buyers. There's an investor that wants to get a great house. And one of the reasons it's great, or there are three reasons, it has a great tenant in it.
Yes.
That's been there a year and a half. Number two, it has a brand new roof. And number three, it has a brand new air conditioning system. So the three.
And
the
a new
two,
hot water heater. Like all the stuff is done.
All the stuff has been done.
And yes. No carpet in the house. It's a wonderful, wonderful home.
Fenced in yard. So it's a great investment property. The other type of owner that would want to get it is one that is not quite ready to move yet, but they can buy it at today's prices.
Yes.
And it'll appreciate over the next year and a half.
Absolutely.
So buy it now at today's prices. And the best part is the price went down. So
yes. So he reduced it from $250 to $225.
All right. Let me tell
everybody. And the address is 7004 Altima Road in Jacksonville. And that is over in Holiday Hill, which is such a great little neighborhood. Love that area.
It's a three-bedroom, two-bath. 1,500 square feet. And the house is updated. All the bathrooms have been updated. Kitchen's been updated. And it's just really a nice house. Large family room.
Big backyard.
Custom bar area. Hey, the Van Wees are on tap.
Yep.
And we need to tell you the contest winner. Not winner, but the answer. It's Boca Raton. 74% have pools. Third place, Fort Lauderdale, 69%. Of the lowest, Anchorage, Lincoln, Nebraska, Pueblo, Colorado, and Lancaster, California. Everybody have a great week. Call Angela 465-3845. Call me 687-8161. God bless everyone. We'll be with you next week.